Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under His love, we're covering, it's so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise Him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we're talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. I want to say welcome to another episode of the Sounds of Living Waters. I am Job Israel, and today, we are dealing with the creation. Yes, we are dealing with the creation. We're in the first day of the creation, and we are dealing with when God actually passed judgment on the creation. What do you mean? He separated the light from the darkness. That is judgment. He separated the light from the darkness, and he called the light good. That is judgment. So judgment is going to take place when? On the first day. Exactly. That's when he separated the light from the darkness, the righteous from the wicked, those that will, that are heirs on the salvation and those that will not be. They are the ones that are considered the darkness, and those that are considered the light will inherit righteousness indeed. So with that being said, I want to say welcome to my lovely rib, Rhea, Sari Israel. Shabbat Shalom, Queen.
Shabbat Shalom, family. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Shabbat. Shabbat. Happy Sabbath. Amen.
That would have been nice if I sat on the floor.
No, that would not have been. Because I would have had to pick you up.
No, you would have laughed first before you picked me up.
Nah, I would have. I probably went and got help. No, I'm just kidding. God forbid. No, man, but we are dealing with the first day, and we're dealing with the light in darkness, man. What is the difference in these two elements? And we covered a lot of the elements. We dealt with in the beginning, we dealt with God, we dealt with heaven, we dealt with the earth, we dealt with forming void, we dealt with darkness again, and we dealt with the deep and the spirit and the water and light. Now we're dealing with the part that he actually said he called the light good, and the darkness he called night. So, with that being said, we're going to open up with a scripture and prayer so we can get started. So, brothers and sisters, if we can, stand and face Jerusalem. Brothers, if you can uncover your head, and sisters, if you can cover your heads, we approach the Father.
Amen. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my... Okay. Forgive me. Let me start over again. Amen. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, and whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Psalms 18, verses 1 through 3. In Jesus' holy mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren and their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us, Father. Have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well and give them true a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray, for your mercies endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So, we're in the first day of the creation, and now we're dealing with when he said that he separated the light and the darkness. So, here's what we're going to do. We're going to start this in Genesis chapter 1, and as we get into a new part of a particular part in the creation, we like to start from the top and read to the end of that day. So here it is. What we want to do, we want to start this in Genesis chapter 1 and read to the 5. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 5. And when you receive it, read.
Amen. Genesis 1 and 1 reads, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
Now, it's a lot going on here, as we can see that it's a lot going on. You got in the beginning, you got God, you got heaven, you got earth, you got form, void, darkness, and face, and then you got the deep, and then you got the Spirit of God itself in water, and then there's light, you know, and that's what we just got through dealing with, where did light come from. We're going to kind of get with that again, you know, like we like to do before we go into a particular topic. We like to do a summary of what it is. Then we like to go in detail of what it is that we are dealing with. So, let's pick this up in verse 4. Verse 4, when you receive it, read.
In Genesis 1 and 4 reads,
yes, ma'am.
And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness.
Okay, so this is judgment. He called the light good. So, here it is. I want you to look at the definition of good. Why did he call the light good? Amen. So, here. Right.
Good. Being, it just made it so good.
No. No.
Good. Being positive or just desirable in nature.
See, now the first thing, this is what light would do. It's not negative. It ain't picking. It ain't always pointing out faults. It ain't doing none of those things. It's positive. Mm-hmm. It's a delight. It's that. That's the part of good.
has a positive quality, you see, and it has a way of when you're in the light, and this is what he's talking about. If you're the light of the world, then that positive quality is going to rub off on people. All of a sudden, they can have a bad day, and then they get around you. They like, oh man, I feel so much better already.
Amen.
You know, so that's part of that. That comes with that quality. Right, so this is part of that good that he said the light is good. Also, remember now he said it's not good for man to be alone. So it's, and he said I'm gonna make a helpmeet for him. So a woman is also, she's supposed to have these qualities. If she's not demonstrating these qualities, she is opposing herself. She's opposing herself. This is why women should never call themselves bitches or hoes or anything like that, because when they do, they are opposing themselves and speaking against the very nature that they was created to be.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else to that good?
It also states not bad or poor, having the qualities that are desirable are distinguishing. In
not bad or poor? So, wait a minute, but there were poor prophets. Mm-hmm. But then, Paul said, being poor, we made others rich. So he's not talking about the physical poor, but being spiritually rich.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your first principle is to be spiritually rich. That's why he said, be the kingdom of God first, and then these things will be added to you. So being poor isn't the quality of not having a dollar, but actually being a poor person, character, your character is poor. That's the lowest part of a human being. Not your money or your status, but your character. You could be rich and your character, can be awful.
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
Amen. It also says, serving the desired purpose or end, suitable, not spoiled or ruined, in excellent condition, sound.
So also come with good is that soundness of mind, having a soundness and the quality of a character, just being sound in body and purpose. You ain't all over the place. You ain't here. You ain't there. You know, when somebody talks to you, you actually make sense. You know, they're not looking at you like, where did I just come from? You know, they wonder, you know, because that's not good. You know, and when you think about somebody of that character, the first thing you say was, that really wasn't good. Right? Right. Continue.
Amen. And then of high quality, and it says discriminating, like good taste, a moral excellence, upright, benevolent, kind, loyal, well-behaved, obedient, socially correct, proper, worthy of respect, honorable, attractive, handsome, beneficial to health.
So the first day is the light is beneficial to health.
Mm-hmm.
It's attractive. Light is attractive. Mm-hmm. So the spiritual part of light is that it attracts. That's why you got bugs flying around bugs. You know, the first thing, you know, when the light go down, what do bugs do? They go to the light. They fly to the light. You know, I mean, I'm making fun of that, but that's what poltergeist is about, right? Come to the light. You know? Come to the light. You know, so forth, you know. But that's that thing, you know, because the light attracts. It attracts, you know. Also, some of us that actually died have seen that light. And was going to it, and that light said, you're not ready yet. Go back. But the light is so beautiful. You're not ready yet. Go back. And then they have to return.
Right.
You know? And then people be like, well, I seen everything. I seen the doctors. I seen this, that, and the other. And I'm a firm believer that those things are true because I met too many people that dealt with that. And they are witnesses to themselves of the same conversation. You know, so I'm not getting it from one side. This is that, but I'm getting it that these things are a fact, that they did take place. Is anything else with that good? Because we want to definitely deal with this light. This light is good. It's good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
And she says reliable and sure, valid or true.
So the light is reliable. So the sun, so he gave light reliability, right? So every day the sun bring what? Is that reliable?
Mm-hmm.
Regardless if it's cloudy or no, right? Continue.
Valid or true, genuine.
So the light come with truth. It says valid. So that's a condition of a conversation or a person or a being or a statement. Valid and true is inside of the word light. So the light also dictates the truth. So if you're a liar, you're not in the truth. You're in the what? Darkness or dark. And your father is the father of what? Lies. And he is bound by what? Chains of darkness. So it all stands to reason why this conversation is here.
Mm-hmm.
So we, you know, like I said, I asked my brothers and sisters, please read your Bibles from Genesis to Revelation, because if you don't, then you're liable to get, yeah, by the chains of the spirits of darkness. Because you are in the dark as long as you haven't read your Bible. Just that simple. Continue.
Genesis.
No, here.
Just going to start talking about other stuff.
Okay, we'll go to the next thing then.
So bountiful, pleasant, enjoyable.
So light is bountiful and pleasant. And then also the spirit is pleasant and joyful. So both physical and spiritual supposed to generate the same results. If somebody be, you know, raining on you, you like, ugh. But then you don't equate that with darkness. You just equate that it was unpleasantable.
Right.
But then if you look at the definition, you know, if you consider what that individual or that moment was, you could just say, man, I was just bound, or I was just in the presence of darkness. You know.
Amen.
Exactly. And so sometimes you have to really, really understand where you are when you're in the elements of the world, because the world will bring you into the element of what it is. Like, for instance, when it's raining, there's no way you can avoid it, but it don't have to ruin you. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Knowing it was in the flood, but they didn't die. Okay. So, and it rained on, you know, the people that was in darkness didn't believe it. You know, hey, you get into the dark, you're going to be saved, right?
Okay.
But they loved the darkness, and then when the dark came, they was in ruin, but they was there in the darkness, but they were not ruined. You see what I'm saying? So the light also brings what? Salvation.
Amen.
Life. That's why it's called good. What else is this?
Then it says, landing within bounds or within a particular area of a court and therefore in play.
So light has an area that it can coexist in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, when you turn on your light in your bathroom, it doesn't light up the basement.
Mm-hmm.
That's because the law says that it has bounds. So because you have light on you don't mean that person has light on them. It has bounds.
Mm-hmm.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
It also says passing between the uprights of the gold and therefore scoring. See? Mm-hmm.
Passing through what?
Passing between the uprights of the gold and therefore scoring as a field goal in football.
Okay, continue.
Something that is good, a good, valuable, or useful part of an act or aspect. And then it says welfare, benefit, goodness, and virtue.
You see that? So light brings those things to the creation. It's a benefit. That's why it's good. You know, and if it wasn't beneficial, it would be worthless. And light isn't worthless.
Amen.
Because all of us enjoy the light. And then some of us get, we got a spirit in the world that we call melancholy. Because there is, you know, because say that, well, say for instance, it's raining. And all of a sudden people's like, oh my goodness, it's dreary, it's raining. That's a melancholy spirit,
okay.
You know, and me, myself, man, I have a real problem with that. I seriously, well, Ray, I know that I do, but I have a problem with that because I don't see it like that. I don't see clouds and stuff. I look at clouds like, those are beautiful, you know, that's a great thing. And when it rains, I'm not running through the rain because that's stupid. The faster you run, the wetter you get. It's actually a dumb thing to do. Then you can slip and fall.
Yeah.
And then you really look stupid. Then you really get wet. You might fall in a puddle of water or mud or crap. You don't know. You just don't run. Just walk. In fact, it was a scientific study done that people that ran through the rain was more apt to be more wet than those who actually walk through the rain, exactly. We stand a reason. If I was on a motorcycle and you was walking, guess who's getting the most soaked? The person on the motorcycle. Exactly. So, you know, I mean, people think that that's the thing to do, but actually it's really a dumb thing to do, you know. So, no, I mean, melancholy is a spirit that that when people is absent of light, then they start getting miserable, so to say. Oh, it's miserable outside. It's cloudy. It's this. It's that. And you know, and I'm not for one that like to hear people moan and complain and you know, and dig. I'm like one of the people like, you know, I'm like, hey, I'm on top of the grass. You know, bottom line, I'm like that. And then if they keep pushing the issue, then I ask them, I say, well, try not being here. Because somebody in ICU will take your place. Mm-hmm. Somebody that's, you know, they a billionaire, right? Mm-hmm. They're a billionaire. All their money, if you would trade places with them, they in ICU and they finna get ready to clock out. All they want to do is spend one more day outside. I've been around people that was in a death walk, so to say. And it was like, and the person said, I just want to go outside. You know, just go outside and smoke. You know, just go outside and smoke. You know, but they couldn't, you know, because they were bound. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But somebody that's out here that's able to get around, you know, and able to function, you got food in the fridge, you got a roof over your head, you actually got soap and water and tissue and toothpaste and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, be cool. Just because you don't have X amount of dollars shouldn't make you happy. You should be happy with yourself.
Amen.
That's why it's called good. It's a character, it's a spirit, and it's a light. That's why people they like, wow, they can see the light on you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a difference, you know. Some people call it auras and things like that, you know. And that's true. We do carry a certain glow, you know, that's not visible to the naked eye, for most, you know. Some people had a gift to see it, you know. I'm not saying that all of us, you know, can see it, but some of us have the gift to actually see people's auras, you know. The glow that they actually put off, you know, that's actually coming off of them, you know. And some people pretend like they do, You know, oh, yeah, that person, oh, I felt something really dark on them. I felt this and that and the other. And that person out there feeding the homeless and everything else, and, you know, I felt something really creepy about, you know, like, you don't know, not, you don't know what people are going through. But then you got to hearken to that too, you know, because sometimes those spirits is very true. That person may be dark, and it may be, you may be feeling that they're absent of light. And a person that's absent of light has nothing to lose.
True.
And so he said this, so we got judgment here. He says, so when God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. So where did light come from? Where did light come from? God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. So where did the light come from?
From the consciousness.
From the darkness, baby. It came from dark. So people is afraid of the dark. But light was actually in the dark. So he created the light. He brought the light from the dark and separated the light from the darkness.
And that's what consciousness began.
That's the spirit, right. So you have...
So light came from the dark.
Yeah, light came from the dark. Mm-hmm. Because the conversation in the whole beginning isn't that it was dark. And then he said, let there be light. Where did light come from? It came from the dark. So therefore, there's a light inside of darkness. Mm-hmm. And people say, well, how is that? I say, well, ask the shadows that are in the dark. The shadows.
The shadow in me.
That's in the dark.
Now you, and actually, you can see in the dark still.
You can see shadows in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a light in the dark.
Yeah, there is a light in the dark.
Exactly. You could be in solitary confinement,
mm-hmm.
but after so long a time,
mm-hmm.
you can actually see the silhouette of your hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your eyes and your being start adjusting, and then when you come out of that, the light be like, blah. Now that I was in solitary confinement, and I didn't really know how this worked, but no, but I can imagine that because I have been in places that was dark. And I was able to still see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe that was just me. But then, you know, you know, it's a fact. It's a light and darkness. So this is the law. Let's look at this before we get into the dark part, right? Let's go into Isaiah 45. Yes, Isaiah 45 and verse. If I'm not mistaken, 9. Isaiah 45 and verse 9. And when you receive it, not yet. Isaiah 45 and verse 7. Actually, 46. Pick it up in verse 46.
Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 6 reads, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things.
Verse 6 already tell you that the earth is round. It tells you, that's right there that lets you know the earth isn't flat. You know why? Because it said it's rising, not circling.
Amen.
You see, and then every day it do what? It rise again, and it go down on the other side, come back up again, and go down. That lets you know the earth is round. It's not circling. So it says, and then it said this, I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. So he's telling us that darkness carry what? Evil.
Ow.
Darkness carry evil. But inside the light, inside this darkness is light, right? So this is that thing. This is how he said, I show you both good and evil because I'm showing you both the light that's in the dark so that you can see the dark that's in you by the light that I'm casting upon you. You see? So this is that thing that we got to be conscious of, you see. So we have to be very conscious of the things that when we look at the Word of God and those things, man, we are talking about He created darkness. Now, I, for one, I say this often because I like to say it because I don't hear anybody saying it. And I find it to be funny, right? I find it to be, well, I find it to be very, very funny. And I'm going to tell you why I find it to be funny. I ask people all the time, create darkness.
No.
We can create a light bulb. Mm-hmm. We can create a flashlight. Mm-hmm. We can create candles. Mm-hmm. Create darkness. That's something that man hasn't yet to achieve. If you can create darkness, you can create eternity.
Okay.
Let's look at this little further. You with me, baby? You with me?
Yeah.
Let's look at this a little further. Turn up here. Rock this book a little further. Let's go back to, let's go back to Genesis chapter 1.
Genesis 1?
Mm-hmm. And I think I want to probably go to, no, I don't want to do that. I want to go to Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
Amen.
Because we're still dealing with the physical element of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and 13. Because
mm-hmm.
He separated the light from the darkness. This is that thing. This is what we're really talking about here.
Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and verse 13 reads, "Then I saw that wisdom excelleth folly, as far as light excelleth darkness."
You see that? So light is what? Wisdom, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he called it good, you know, because light bring what? Wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
That's that thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And also he said darkness is what? Folly.
Yes.
But folly is wickedness. Oh. People, you know, I never knew that folly meant wicked. You know, and because, see, I used to watch, I'm 59 years old, and I used to watch Our Gang, you know, the Little Rascals, and they used to do a show called Our Gang Folly, you know. And I used to think that was just a term they used, you know, as a, like Broadway or something like that.
So that means Our Gang were wicked.
Yes. You know, but I didn't know the children. I don't think the children knew it, you know. But I think when you look at the word itself, that's when you find out that it's a whole lot more to this conversation than what people are being led to believe. Let's see. Read that word. Because you said as wisdom is above wisdom. Folly is in darkness. We're not dealing with darkness yet, but folly is in darkness. So he separated the light from folly, right? So just to bring that up, what is that?
I'm looking at the word folly, F-O-L-L-Y.
Yeah.
Okay. Folly means the state or quality of being foolish, stupidity, rashness. A foolish action, mistake, ideal, etc.
So the book says, folly is foolishness, you know. And so I didn't realize that this is what they was putting. You said the little rascals, right? Rascals actually mean wicked. So the little rascals' folly or stupidity. Are you listening to this? You know what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to have to go back and read that one again because I'm dealing with both of these at the same time, and I wanted to separate them, but I'm not going to do that. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1.
Okay.
Right? I'm not going to be able to do that like I want to, that, because this particular passage is not going to allow me to. I keep running into the same conversation. So let's go back to 4, right?
Yeah.
1 and 4.
Amen. Genesis 1 and 4, and God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day.
Okay, now here is the word darkness. Okay, so now this is the judgment. Now let's look at the word darkness, or dark.
Dark, lacking or having very little light, lacking brightness, reflecting only a small fraction of incident light.
See, now here's the thing. So if you're in darkness, that means you only exuberant a small fraction of wisdom.
Ouch.
So this is that thing, you know, and I was like, how can a person be simple? Why did he call him simple? He said because he's in darkness and he's illuminating a fraction of wisdom, a fraction of it, not a whole, but a fraction. Read on.
So this one right here.
Mm-hmm.
Unknown or concealed, mysterious.
So in the dark, you don't know what's in the dark. You see, it's unknown. In fact, we found out we didn't know what was in the dark when we hit our toe on it. We found out there was something there. Yeah, you on the floor now trying to grab that toe, trying to eliminate that pain that you just dealt with.
Amen. And then it says evil in nature are effects.
See, that's why he separated it too. He called it light good, and he called it darkness evil of nature or sinister. Sinister, evil in nature. That's why this is why we were talking about the first day brought judgment. He divided, he called the light good, and he separated, and he divided the light from the darkness. That's judgment. Because we know that whatever's evil or sin disturbed are going into the lake of fire. So what are we doing here? We actually separating what God called both good and evil. What else are we looking at? Let's look at this. Let's look at it a little further. Let me see. Right here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, so 1, the state or quality of being dark,
mm-hmm.
absence or deficiency of light, wickedness or evil.
Wait a minute. So if you are absent of light, then you're absent of wisdom. Mm-hmm. And if you're absent of wisdom, then you're absent of righteousness. And the righteousness of the saints is that they're going to be covered in light.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are in the dark, then you're covered in what? Wicked. And that's what God said. He said because their deed was
evil.
Right. They loved the dark more than the light because they didn't want to be reproved. Mm-hmm. They didn't want to see the dark of their sins. You know, they don't, you know, a righteous person or somebody that loved God would be like, hey, correct me, show me, but somebody that hate God and full of pride and think they better than somebody else and don't want to point out their sins, you tell them about their sins and then they go into a rant. Like, who you think you are? You full of sin too. You this, that, and the other. Da, 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 da. Well, if you say so. But don't say I didn't try to warn you.
Amen.
What else is sad?
And then it says wickedness or evil, obscurity, concealment, lack of knowledge or enlightenment,
see that?
And lack of sight blindness.
Ain't that, see that? And that's not just physical
but also spiritual. If you're in the dark, you have a lack of knowledge and you are blind spiritually. By whom? The God of this world. You see, so this is what dark is. This is what, that's why he separated the light from the darkness. Mm-hmm. You see, this is judgment in verse 4. Why? Because it's on the first day of the week. He's bringing judgment on the first day of the week, mm-hmm. not the Sabbath day.
The first day of the week.
It's Sunday. Because you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's Sunday. That's the first day of the week again. So some people are saying, well, Satan got people going to church on Sunday not realizing that they're celebrating judgment with him. They singing their way onto the lake of fire. Sad but true. Because the Sabbath day is light,
amen.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
First day, light. The fourth day, light. The seventh day is light,
amen.
Right? Amen. So if you're here and you in the dark, he's separating the light from it. He's pulling the light out of the darkness and saying, now this is good, this is evil. And then he said, now I'm showing you what's good and evil, because you know what evil is because you've been living in evil all your life and you've been seeing evil, right? You've been performing evil.
Right.
Now I'm showing you the light. So he's pulling the light out of darkness in you, right? Because we are created in his image, right? So he's pulling it out. He's pulling us out. He's pulling us out, and he really want to call us good. Let's look at this a little further. Now let's go to Isaiah. Well, okay, yeah. Now let's go back to Isaiah chapter 45. Yeah, I got to do it that way because they both testifying of this one verse, and I apologize for trying to just deal with one side when both of them is there. It's like a two-edged sword. You know, you can't deal with one side of the sword without sharpening. Right. Okay, now let's read 7 again.
Isaiah 45.
Mm-hmm.
And verse 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Isaiah 45 and 7 reads, I form the light and create darkness and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things.
And this is another thing. We give Satan his glory. You know, just because you're going through it and whatnot, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Instead of saying, Jesus, what am I doing wrong?
Mm-hmm.
I need y'all to pray for me. I'm going through something. Have you asked them why? Have you asked them why you're going through something? See, that's that narcissistic spirit, you know, victim, instead of calling and saying, well, why am I going through this?
Mm-hmm.
It's more than being still. Opening the door of your own folly.
Yeah.
Saying, you know, God, protect me from my secret faults.
Amen.
That didn't say protect me from seeing my secret faults. That's why they secret. Show me.
What secret again?
Oh, well.
You want to go read it?
Yeah, I'm going to read it now. Because secret is darkness.
And the scriptures say, Lord, show me my secret.
Yes. Yes. Whoops, wrong one. Okay. Okay. I need you to read that.
Secret kept hidden from.
See, that's dark.
Kept hidden from knowledge or view.
See that? That's darkness because the light is knowledge. Darkness is absence of knowledge, or darkness is blindness. See that? Mm-hmm. Keep hidden from what?
Hidden from knowledge
or view. That means you're blind to this. That's a secret fault. Right. Continue.
Concealed, not expressed in words, given to keeping one's thoughts and activities unknown to others.
See? Now, that's another thing. People's thoughts and stuff like that, you know, you got to be really careful about the matter.
Hmm.
You know, but then we're talking about these things, right? So we're talking about secret faults, secret things, secret
number two, not revealing a secret are not given to revealing others' secrets.
That's tale-bearing. That's a form of darkness, right? But you're not supposed to be unveiling darkness. You're not supposed to perpetuate darkness. When you reveal someone else's faults,
mm-hmm.
you are revealing darkness. You're not shedding light.
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
Containing information, the unauthorized disclosure of which possesses a grave threat to national security. And four, not much visited, secluded. And then known or shared only by the initiated.
Mm-hmm.
Secret, right? So known or shared only by the initiated. And beyond ordinary understanding, mysterious again.
Okay.
That again, beyond ordinary understanding, mysterious.
Amen.
Something that is kept out of the knowledge or sight of others or is known only to oneself. Something that remains beyond understanding or explanation, a mystery. Four, a method or formula for doing or making something well, especially when not widely known.
Okay. Well, I guess we're getting that. Right?
Yes, we understand.
Oh, yeah. Give me. I'm going to have to get a microphone.
Amen.
Okay. So he says, what? Keep me from what? Keep me from secret faults. So go to Psalms. All right?
Yes.
Go to Psalms chapter 19.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? And let's pick it up at verse, I want to pick it up high. Pick it up at the 7.
Amen. Psalms 19 and 7 reads, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes.
So the commandments is light. Hold your finger here. Let's go quickly to Proverbs chapter 6, and I want to say 22, but let me get there. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 23.
Okay. 6 and 23?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, Proverbs 6 and 23. When you receive it, read. Because we are dealing with the both elements, why they had to be separated, right? Why one is good and why one is evil. Right.
Proverbs 6 and 20 reads, my son, keep thy father's commandments and forsake not the law of thy mother.
That's at 23.
Oh,
6 and 23.
Let's go down two more. 6 and 23. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and the reproofs of instruction are the way of life.
See that? That's what we was reading in Psalms, right? He said the same thing, enlightening the eyes. The commandments is the lamp. It's a light. To those who believe in them things, to those that believe in the commandments is a light. To do what? Read the next verse.
To keep thee from the evil.
The dark. The dark. The darkness
of what? Read it again.
For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is a light, and the reproofs of the instruction are the way of life.
Uh-huh.
To keep thee from the evil woman.
Uh-huh.
From the flattery lips of the tongue of a strange woman.
So it says this. So the lamp can keep you from the darkness mm-hmm. of an evil woman.
Mm-hmm.
You see. And an evil woman is full of what?
Flattery.
Yeah. You got muscles.
I know they don't be touching on you.
I ain't got no muscles. Well, I do, but, you know, I ain't like Arnold Schwarzenegger when he was 20. Be nice.
Yeah, the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman.
Yeah.
Rebuke all strange women in the name of Jesus. All strange men in the name of Jesus.
Amen. The evil of all women.
The evil of all
women.
Amen. And evil of all men.
To
Oh, that makes sense, man. I see it every day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. We're getting that. So you see how this is, you see how this thing is way past.
Okay.
You know, like if you don't read all of the Bible, you miss these conversations and it don't make sense. It's just like a read, you know, like you're reading the newspaper, it's like a read. But then even when you're reading the newspaper, there's certain words that'll jump off the page and you'll be like, why did they say that? And then you go look the word up, and then it had these different codes to it. And then you read the different codes, and then you say, oh, maybe he was going here, or maybe he was going there. But you can see by the tenor of the conversation, he meant this, or she meant this. But it was a secret. Back to Psalms, chapter 17, what did we do? We picked it up at verse 7, was it? I think it was verse 7.
Psalm 17, in verse 7, reads, show thy marvelous loving kindness. Oh, that thou savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I need to go a little higher there.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, what was I just saying? It was Psalms.
So, I don't remember reading Psalms. I read,
No, it was Psalms.
Let's hold on
there. Yes, it's secret. Yeah, Psalms 19, my fault. Psalms 19. Yes, it's my fault. Psalms 19 is 7.
No, but it's my fault too because I'm looking here and I don't see that I posted Psalms 19.
Oh, yeah.
So hold on. Psalms 18.
Psalms 19
okay.
and 7.
Let's see there. Psalms 19 and 7 reads, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple.
That's what the law is doing because it's light. It's light. Continue.
Amen. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes.
See, there it is, the word light. So the law is light, right? Continue.
Amen. Verse 9. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. That's right, amen. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is a great reward.
Why? Because the law will let you know it's in the dark. You're about mm-hmm. to hit your toe. You're about to stomp your foot. Mm-hmm. You're about to hit your knee. Oh, yeah, right. That is there, isn't it? Oh, I better step to the side. I better remember this because I already hit my foot on it once. So now I know it's there because the law is enlightening my eyes to that pain that I don't want to feel no more. So there it is. You see? Continue.
Amen. Verse 12. Who can understand his errors? Clean thou me from secret thoughts.
See? And once again, secret means kept hidden from knowledge or view. Your faults. Some people, man, when you start pointing out their faults, they don't know that they got them. But then they don't want to receive it. That's the difference between a righteous person and a wicked person. A righteous person would come to that understanding and rather be reproved than a wicked person would sit up there and remind you how dark you are, you see. Mm. They'll point out your faults to let you know better. Instead of just saying, you know what, I need to fix that because I didn't see that coming. I didn't know it was in me. I didn't know I was like that or any of those things. But somebody that's in the dark and don't care nothing about the light, really don't want to come to the light, they'll justify their dark.
True.
Just to stay in the dark. Yeah. And so what do? You got to let them stay in the dark. You know, because if you want to run into a train, then that's up to you. If you want to fall off a mountain, then that's up to you. If you want to stay in that building that's on fire, that's on you. But the thing is, you can't say you haven't been warned. That's the one thing you can't say, because Jesus is the author and the finisher of all salvation. So if he's the author and the finisher of salvation, that means he has to reveal it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Continue.
Verse 13. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous
Willful. Continue.
Amen. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression.
Yeah, that great transgression is definitely pride. This is that thing. Secret faults, you know. And we are loaded with secret faults. You know, and even Job had secret faults. That's why the book said, who is this that drinketh scorning like water? You know, and he's called them perfect and upright, right? Mm-hmm. But no. He was upright, but he also had faults. Exactly. There's none that doeth good and sinneth not.
Not one.
Psalms 90 and verse 8.
Amen. Psalms 90 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
8 reads, thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance.
Say what? Our secret sins
in the light
of his kindness. Mm-hmm. So you know, that's one thing that he said, cleanse thou me of my secret faults. Now, he's asking to be clean, brought forth from the darkness of himself. Now, this is the thing, that's the law and a property of when he separated the light from the darkness and he bring the light out of the darkness. But then he also said this. He said, thou hast set our iniquities, our, not mine, not yours, ours, before you, right? Then he said, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. So your secret sins, you know, is not just, you know, what you don't know, but what you did in the dark. He said that's in the light, and that he see that too. So we can hide from the world, but he said whatever's in the dark is going to do what? to his consciousness, because it can't be hid from him, because light is darkness things. To him, darkness is light also. That's another thing.
So countenance means a person's face or facial expression, face, facial features. And then it says, number two says support.
It says what?
So the first one, definition for countenance, says a person's face or facial expression, face, facial features. Then it says support.
Let's go to Job chapter 6 and 24. Job 6 and 24, because we're talking about what? Secret faults, right? Or things that's in the dark that belongs to us. So he's calling light good that we should know these things, not to, well, yeah, we're supposed to mourn our sins, but we're not supposed to dwell in them or revel in them.
Yeah.
Job 6 and 24.
You're still dwelling in your sin if you still bring up the same stuff from last week, yesterday, 10 years ago, 50 years ago.
You're dwelling in somebody else's. You're not dwelling in your own. Your own is when you're still doing the same things from 20 years ago, 50 years ago, or yesterday, or saying the same thing, or accusing somebody of the same thing. All right, what did I say? Job 24? Job 6 and
24.
And
verse 24 reads, teach me and I will hold my tongue, and cause me to understand wherein I have erred.
See that?
That's what I'm looking for.
So we have to ask the God of Israel to show us our darkness. Inside of this dark is light. So the light is to know or have knowledge of your darkness. That's why it has to be the law that light has to be or coexist or be in darkness. Why?
Because
St. John chapter 1 and 3.
John 1 and 3. My fingers so used to going to the same area, and then they moved all this stuff. John 1 and 3. Mm-hmm. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
There it is. So the light shine in darkness. It's in dark. That's why he brought it out. Darkness did what?
Darkness comprehended it not.
Now, look up the word comprehend, because darkness didn't what?
Comprehend.
Okay, well, look up the word comprehend, and you're going to find out this is the same conversation.
Okay.
When he separated the light from the darkness.
Comprehend, grasp mentally, to understand,
mm-hmm.
And then it says to include, to comprise,
mm-hmm.
Or encompass,
mm-hmm.
To follow, to make sense of, to make out, to get to the bottom line, to penetrate, to realize, to receive, to discern, divine, unravel, decipher, to interpret, to piece together. Work out, figure out, make head, or tell of.
So darkness didn't have those properties. It wasn't able to figure out anything, right? Because it's ignorant, or it's in what? Darkness. Darkness is ignorance. It has no comprehension properties. You have to ask to be delivered from your darkness to comprehend. But then you got to be willing to accept the fact that he's showing you your darkness. And the Lord will use somebody that we may not like or that we think we're better than. You know, Or you may know their sins more than they know yours. Right?
Or they may know your sins more than you know theirs.
That may be so too. But the point is that he do these things to try us. Like, for instance, Job and his three friends, you know. And he actually dealt with them according to their darkness. But he allowed them to bring out Job's darkness. But they didn't know it. They was in ignorance. That's why he said, now I need you to go sacrifice me seven bulls, Jack. Not seven chickens. Not seven turtles. You better sacrifice me seven bulls. And a bull can be, and he said, don't give me any kind either. You better bring me some real stock.
Amen.
Because he started talking about people that have sacrificed a lamb and this, that, and the other. No, you better bring me some real stock.
Amen.
You see. So this is that thing. Yeah. I mean, it's still in. So, we see that darkness is a form of ignorance, mm-hmm. a high form of ignorance that can't comprehend light. Why? Without the understanding and the guidance of God, you will not be able to understand your own faults.
Amen.
But then, you have to be willing mm-hmm. to accept those things
mm-hmm.
that our faults are.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So that's another conversation within itself.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Psalms 139 and verse 23. This is the thing that this is why we don't come to him. Right? And then the minute we do, then he start revealing those things to us, then we want to squeal like pigs. What? No, I don't want to hear it. No. Who you think you are? No. But you just asked. Psalms 139 and 23.
Psalms 139, verse 23.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Read, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me.
Do what?
Search me, O my God, and know my heart.
Uh-huh.
Try me and know my thoughts.
Uh-huh.
And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the everlasting.
Otherwise,
in the way of everlasting.
Show me what's in me. But lead me in a way everlasting. Cleanse me of my secret fault. Lead me in the way of understanding. Cleanse me of the darkness that I'm in. Lead me in the way of light.
Amen.
You know, and it's not always like, you know, people want to, not everybody really want to know their faults. I mean, it's not an easy thing, man. I mean, seriously, it really isn't. Ask the Pharisees.
Sure is.
The Pharisees is like, you know, they had a big ill, you know, concerning their faults, and Jesus let them have it. You know, but he's God, right?
Jesus,
but he let them have it. He let them know, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So these are those things, and we're talking about the light and the darkness separate, you know, this is that thing. So, like I said, we just wanted to touch on a couple of things, you know, and to point out that this next week we're going to go in on one of these elements, and then, God willing, we live, we go in on these elements individually so we can get a real firm foundation of why he separated the light from the darkness. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So like I said, whenever we open up a new precept or something to that effect, we try our best to, let's do a summary.
Yeah.
Do a summary so that when we get back into it, we already know where we're going. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So I see your hand up. Okay.
Shabbat shalom.
Amen. Asher Shabbat. Shabbat shalom.
Asher Shabbat. Asher Shabbat. It's Brother Keith. Grace and peace unto the family. Those listening to the Sounds of Living Waters, Commonwealth of Israel, is Brother Keith. I just want to say that that was a beautiful lesson that the Lord put on your heart, and what he put on Sister Rhea's heart for doing the reading, helping to teach others out here that may lack understanding. For what I have learned over the years, that you know, when he says he makes good and do evil, that it's a long story. You know what I'm saying? The Lord says, if I don't chastise you, that means I don't love you. So when I had heard what was mentioned about why people want to trade places with people because, you know, they lack understanding, you know, and they still be in darkness. And, you know, I couldn't understand why people are so convincing, but even a person that comes from the light understands what darkness is, because they can see through darkness because the Lord reveals the light to them. So they can actually see what the Lord is putting on their heart. And Lord willing, someone has been through darkness can see the light, and they can walk in thy ways of the Lord. So, like, you know, I look at it like this. So, like, when someone wants to murmur and stammer with you, and you have caused them no harm, and you only try to show the reproofs of instruction, you know, what God showed you or whatever, people will get angry with you, but they lack knowledge and understanding. But because you've seen the light, you pray to God that you show them what the Lord showed you, that in which is good. But the fact of the matter is that you can't make a crooked thing straight. So I realized that, you know, and stuff, and I seen it for what it was, and I know I'm not perfect, but I just pray to God that he show me the way, that his light shineth upon everybody. So I want to say that was an excellent lesson. Grace and peace to everybody, and with that I close.
Amen. It's light. And this is something that we would love for our Father to recall upon us, and that we don't have any issues. The idea that he is trying to correct us, you know, some of us, you know, we got a problem with correction, and that's a real foul spirit.
It is.
You know. But if we are willing to accept, you know, those of us that got a real problem with correction are the first ones that are run behind the scriptures. Judge none, but you be judged. No, Jackie asked to be corrected. So, you know, at some point you got to say, okay, well, that is me.
At some point
you got to say, well, okay, that's true, God. You know, I'm a jerk.
Especially for a lot of people.
You know, yeah. And you know, I'm a jerk. I'm this, I'm that, you know, and I've done this and I've done that before you, so... Yeah, but I got to stop playing like I'm not that, knowing that God is a witness. He said he searches out the things that's in the dark. He brings those things to the light. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. You know what? I want to say one more thing, though. And over the period of time, people would always say, no matter whatever church I went to, they was like, they say I'm holy, saved, and sanctified. But I couldn't understand that because that's not what God taught me, right? So I would tell certain people when they would say stuff, I was like, you know, saying as far as holy, saved, and sanctified, if you holy, saved, and sanctified, why are you still complaining? You have no reason to complain. Everything is perfect. Everything is right. You should be happy. Why are you still complaining if you've been saved?
Right. That's very true. Amen.
Amen.
Well, amen. So we want to remember our brothers and sisters that's around the world. Amen. So we want to say hi and shalom to them. We want to always thank them for, you know, listening and giving us their time. You know, Brother Keith and Ray, you know, they really are listening, man. I mean, and faithful to the calls, you know, look, the kingdom is going up.
Mm-hmm.
You see that?
Yeah.
And in Israel as well, mm-hmm. and Canada as well. They really shooting up. Amen. I'm glad we lost a few people in the United States. But okay, sorry, it might be some of the people that got a feeling what some of you are doing. But let's look at this, right? Okay. So we want to say to our family that's in America, we want to say grace and peace and to you and your families, and thank you for your time and patience. I want to say thank you. Can you mute your phone for us, Brad, please? Thank you. Our people in Canada, we want to thank you for your time and patience. And man, Canada is growing. We want to thank you for your time and patience. Okay, let me do this. Get it. I'm going to go there. Thank you. All right, and once again, our family that's in Chile, I want to say thank you, and God bless you, you and your household, and please continue to keep listening. Our family that's in Brazil, I want to say God bless you, you and your household and your families, and please continue to listen. Our family that's in Nigeria, we want to say thank you, God bless you, and please, you and your families, and please continue to listen. And our family that's in Uganda, we want to say God bless you, and to you and your families, and please continue to listen. And also, my families, please read your Bibles. Our family that's in Kenya, we want to say thank you as well. And God bless you and your family. And please continue to listen and read your Bibles. And our family that's in Ethiopia, we want to say thank you. And God bless you. And please continue to read your Bibles. Our family that's in Egypt, we want to say God bless you and thank you, and please continue to read your Bibles. And our family that's in New Zealand, we want to say thank you and God bless you, and please continue to read your Bibles. Mm-hmm. Our family that's in Australia, we want to say God bless you and thank you, and please continue to read your Bibles. Our family that's in Indonesia, we want to say God bless you and thank you, and please continue to read your Bibles. Our family that's in the Philippines, we want to say God bless you and thank you, and please continue to read your Bibles. Mm-hmm. Our family that's in Japan, we want to say God bless you and thank you, and please continue to read your Bibles. Our family that's in South Korea, we want to say God bless you and thank you, and please continue to read your Bibles. a family that's in Vietnam, I want to say God bless you and thank you, and please continue to read your Bible. A family that's in Myanmar, God bless. We looked that up in Bahrain. We looked it up. That's a beautiful place. I want to say God bless you and thank you, and please continue to read your Bibles. And our family that's in Bangladesh, guess who's back? Bangladesh. And we want to say God bless you and please continue to, we want to say thank you first and God bless you and please continue to read your Bibles. That's our family in Bangladesh, right?
Amen.
And our family that's in India, we want to say God bless you and thank you and please continue to read your Bibles. Our family that's in China, we want to say God bless you and thank you and please continue to read your Bibles. Our family that's in Russia, we know that there may be some conflicts in the area and some parts of it. We hope that you're in a safe place.
Amen.
Wherever God got you, just know that he got you, right? So we're hoping and praying that those things get settled soon, very soon. So please, we thank you. And please continue to listen and to read your Bibles. And our family that's in Iran, we want to say thank you, God bless you, and please too continue to read your Bibles.
Amen.
And our family that's in Turkey, we want to say God bless you and thank you, and please continue to read your Bibles. And our family that's in Germany, we want to say God bless you and thank you, and please continue to read your Bibles. And our family that's in France, we want to say God bless you and thank you, and please continue to read your Bibles. And our family that's in the UK and in the Kingdom, we want to say God bless you and thank you, and please continue to read your Bibles. And our family that's in Israel, we want to say God bless you and thank you as well, and please to continue to read your Bibles. And our family that's in Japan, we want to say also thank you.
Amen.
And God bless you, and please continue to read your Bibles. So with those things being said, and one thing, families of this world and ministry, please pray for our family that's in Pakistan. They went through a really tough one, the floods and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We hope that that their connections and everything goes back up. Pray for our family that's in the islands. You know, they go up against it too. So you know what the elements can do for us, those of us that have been through it. So please have mercy and find it in your hearts to pray for someone else other than our own plates and our tables. So please remember them as well in prayers, right? So with all those things being said, we want to thank everyone for their time, and we hope we edify someone. And as we say here, the Sounds of Living Waters, please read
Bible.
The Bible.
Read your Bible.
Read your Bible.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things taken. Understanding the word of Yahweh. really breathtaking. Honor his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know who we talking about? Come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of a living water, sounds of a living water, sounds of a living water, radio show. Sounds of a living water. Sounds of the living water, radio show.